With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump signed his big, beautiful bill before a crowd of picnickers at the White House Friday afternoon. He says Americans in all walks of life will benefit from the new law.
This bill will fuel massive economic growth and lift up the hardworking citizens who make this country run. The factory workers, farmers, mechanics, waiters, waitresses, police officers, firefighters, coal miners. Coal is back.
And he says a new era of prosperity is dawning in America.
The golden age of America is upon us. We are in the golden age. It's going to be a period of time the likes of which I don't think this country has ever experienced before.
Texas parents are frantically posting photos of their daughters and pleas for information as more than 20 campers from an all-girls Christian summer camp remain missing after floods tore through the state's south-central region. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says bodies have been found.
Bodies have been found, some in cars that were washed down upstream that came down into the area. Some are adults, some are children. Again, we don't know where those bodies came from, and was it from a camp, or was it from one of the many homes that are all along the Guadalupe River? We just obviously don't know that at this time.
At least 24 people were dead Friday and dozens missing after months' worth of heavy rain fell in a matter of hours on the Texas Hill Country. A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptist in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for ending slavery. The 5-foot-long scroll is a handwritten declaration signed by 116 New England ministers saying, quote, they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery, unquote. Church officials say the scroll is one of the most important abolitionist-era Baptist documents ever found. This is SRN News. Evangelicals and feminists are cheering the Supreme Court.
Those two groups don't agree on much, but one thing they do agree on is that men have no place in women's sports. And so they are praising the justices for agreeing to consider the constitutionality of state laws that bar males from playing on female sports teams. The decision is likely to be rendered a year from now, and it may prove to be a watershed ruling in the ongoing battle over transgenderism in the United States and how it affects children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions superseded it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973 when the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it, and it was never repealed. This is SRN News. The families of two firefighters ambushed in Idaho received some much-needed help. Correspondent Tayshia Stevens files this report.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for two firefighters killed in an ambush last Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a wildfire that was started intentionally. A third firefighter was critically injured. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Annexed militarized zones will soon cover nearly one-third of the U.S. border with Mexico, empowering soldiers to arrest people who cross the border illegally. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border has allowed the Army to sidestep a law prohibiting the military from civilian law enforcement. Authorities are moving to extend the militarized zones. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.